Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen economy and create jobs. India adopting pragmatic and techno-legal approach to AI governance, asserts Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. New Delhi condemns security breach by extremists during External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's UK visit, calls upon London to fully live up to diplomatic obligations. Babbar Khalsa international terrorist with Pakistan's ISI links arrested in joint operation by Uttar Pradesh and Punjab police. And in Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC to clash with Punjab FC in Hyderabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen economy and create jobs for the youth. Addressing a public meeting at Harshil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed on the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the state, appealing to the people to visit Uttarakhand in winter season. The Prime Minister said there should be no off-season in the picturesque hill state. He said it is allowing visitors to experience its divine landscapes all throughout the year.
विंटर टूरिज्म में यहाँ लोगों को ट्रैकिंग, स्कीइंग जैसी एक्टिविटीज का रोमांच सचमुच में रोमांचित कर देगा। धार्मिक यात्रा के लिए भी उत्तराखंड में सर्दियों का समय बेहद खास होता है। कई तीर्थ स्थलों पर इसी समय विशेष अनुष्ठान भी होते हैं। इसलिए उत्तराखंड सरकार का 12-मासी पर्यटन का विजन लोगों को दिव्य अनुभूतियों से जुड़ने का अवसर देगा.
Highlighting the state's winter beauty, Prime Minister Modi noted that vacant hotels during this season cause economic imbalance, even though winter showcases Uttarakhand's true charm.
उत्तराखंड के विकास के लिए जो संकल्प हमने लिए थे, वो संकल्प आज पूरे हो रहे हैं. इसी दिशा में शीतकालीन पर्यटन एक और बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण बड़ा कदम है. इसके माध्यम से उत्तराखंड के आर्थिक सामर्थ्य को साकार करने में बहुत बड़ी मदद मिलेगी.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो आउटलाइंड मेजर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव्ड फॉर द स्टेट.
उत्तराखंड के लिए केंद्र सरकार ने बहुत बड़े निर्णय लिए हैं. कल केंद्रीय कैबिनेट ने केदारनाथ रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट और हेमकुंड रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट को मंजूरी दे दी है. केदारनाथ रोपवे बनने के बाद जो यात्रा 8 से 9 घंटे में पूरी होती है, अब उसे लगभग 30 मिनट में पूरा किया जाएगा.
The Prime Minister further advocated promoting Uttarakhand as a destination for weddings, calling it a perfect place for memorable celebrations. Mr. Modi arrived in Uttarkashi this morning on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister flagged off a trek and bike rally in Harshil as part of efforts to promote tourism and boost the local economy. He then admired the panoramic view of the Himalayas from Mukwa viewpoint. Prime Minister Modi also offered prayers at Mukwa Temple, the winter abode of Goddess Ganga in Uttarkashi district. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has stressed that India is adopting a pragmatic and techno-legal approach to artificial intelligence, AI, governance. In an article written by him in a national daily, the minister said the government is investing in AI-driven safeguards against deepfakes, cybersecurity threats and privacy risks, ensuring responsible AI deployment. He said India wants to leverage technology for inclusive growth while maintaining a regulatory framework that fosters innovation. The minister said India has long been a global leader in software development, but now the nation is making rapid strides in hardware manufacturing. He said with 5 semiconductor plants under construction, India is strengthening its position in the global electronics sector. Mr. Vaishnaw said the country will soon reach a major milestone with the launch of India's first Make in India semiconductor chip this year. Mr. Vaishnaw asserted that the nation is shaping its digital future with a strong focus on digital public infrastructure, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and electronics manufacturing. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new income tax bill is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The committee has summoned the representatives of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, along with Ernst & Young, to record oral evidences. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bejayant Panda. India has condemned the security breach by separatists and extremists during the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to the United Kingdom. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement called it a provocative activity of a small group of separatists and extremists. It is said that India has deplored these actions and it is the misuse of democratic freedom by such elements. It further added that they expect the host government in such cases to fully live up to their diplomatic obligations. Dr. Jaishankar is on a six-day visit to the UK and Ireland. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister addressed a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House, a British think tank based in London. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jaishankar said the US administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by state's Special Task Force and Punjab Police. Briefing media about the successful joint operation, Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said the arrested terrorist works for the head of the Germany-based module of the Babbar Khalsa International, Swarn Singh, alias Jeevan Fauji, and is in direct touch with the Pakistan-based ISI operatives. Uttar Pradesh's Special Task Force has recovered some explosive material and illegal arms from the terrorist. Mr. Kumar said the state, under the leadership of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, is committed to zero tolerance towards crime.
इस ऑपरेशन के तहत दिनांक 6/3/25 को बब्बर खालसा इंटरनेशनल एवं आईएसआई के मॉड्यूल का सक्रिय आतंकवादी लजर मसीह को कौशाम्बी से गिरफ्तार किया गया है। अभियुक्त का पूरा नाम लजर मसीह पुत्र कुलिंदर निवासी ग्राम कुरलिया थाना रामदास अमृतसर पंजाब है।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the central government is committed to the welfare of minority communities in the country, prioritizing inclusive development. The minister was speaking at the regional review meeting and training workshop on the Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram for the states and union territories of the southern region at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala. Mr. Rijiju said, India is a country where majority and minority communities live in harmony and all central government schemes are designed for the welfare of every citizen. He reaffirmed the central government's commitment to Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Delhi Metro today completed a tunnel breakthrough for its Golden Metro Line at Vasant Kunj in the national capital. The 26-kilometre metro line will run under the AeroCity Tughlakabad corridor and is being built by the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation as part of its Phase 4 expansion. After the breakthrough, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal called it a matter of great happiness. The minister said that India's metro network now ranks as the third most vast after USA and China.
एक बहुत बड़ा रिकॉर्ड हम बनाने वाले हैं कि अभी तक दुनिया में किसी एक शहर की सबसे लंबी लाइन वो 399 किलोमीटर यूएसए के न्यूयॉर्क में है सिर्फ 5 किलोमीटर पीछे है और जैसे ही हमारी अगली लाइन 12 किलोमीटर की उद्घाटन होने वाला है दिसंबर 2025 में उसके बनने के बाद न्यू दिल्ली यानी डीएमआरसी का नेटवर्क दुनिया के किसी एक शहर का सबसे बड़ा नेटवर्क हो जाएगा जिसकी मुझे बहुत बड़ी प्रसन्नता है
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a national conference in New Delhi on the International Women's Day on Saturday. The conference is being organized on the theme of Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat by the Women and Child Development Ministry. Talking about International Women's Day, Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi said the day provides an opportunity to discuss the multifaceted development of women and remove the obstacles to achieving this.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय महिला दिवस हमें एक अवसर देता है जब हम उनके चहुमुखी विकास का उत्सव मनाएं और साथ ही साथ यह संकल्प भी लें कि उनके विकास की यात्रा में आने वाली समस्त बाधाओं को हम सामूहिक रूप से दूर करने का हर संभव प्रयास करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Telangana for their phenomenal support to the BJP in the recently held MLC elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also said, hailed the party workers for working among the people with great diligence. The BJP has won 2 out of 3 members of the Legislative Council MLC seats in Telangana. In another post, Prime Minister Modi hailed the victory of NDA candidates in the graduate MLC elections in Andhra Pradesh. NDA candidates A. Rajendra Prasad and P. Rajashekaram won the graduate MLC elections in Andhra Pradesh, while an independent candidate secured victory in the teachers' constituency MLC poll. In Rajasthan, 6 persons lost their lives in a road accident near Kivrali village on National Highway 27 in the Sirohi district this morning. The victims, all residents of Jalore district, were travelling from Ahmedabad to Jalore when their car collided with a trailer. In another tragic road accident in Punjab, 3 persons lost their lives while 5 others were injured when 2 cars collided with a tractor trolley at Batala last night. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Palestinian armed group Hamas, demanding the immediate release of all hostages held in Gaza, along with the return of the bodies of those killed. These hostages were taken captive in a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. President Trump's warning came just hours after the White House confirmed it was engaged in direct negotiations with the armed group, a move that marks a shift in U.S. policy. He further pledged to provide Israel with everything it needs to eliminate Hamas. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% up in the afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 397 points to 74,127 and the NSE Nifty 50 gained 145 points to 22,482 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department has forecast strong surface winds to prevail over the plains of northwest India, including Delhi, today. The IMD said that surface winds will blow with the speed of 25 to 35 kilometers per hour. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall and snowfall with thunderstorms and lightning will descend over Arunachal Pradesh and Assam today and over Nagaland tomorrow. And in the sports roundup, in Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC will take on Punjab FC at 7:30 this evening at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad. Yesterday, Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at Jamshedpur. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after defeating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final in Lahore last night. The summit clash between India and New Zealand will be played at Dubai on Sunday. Khelo India Para Games 2025 will be held in New Delhi from 20th of this month. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya announced that the second edition of the Games will be held in New Delhi till the 27th of this month. Around 1,230 para athletes will compete in 6 disciplines during the Games. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen economy and create jobs. India adopting pragmatic and techno-legal approach to AI governance, asserts Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. New Delhi condemns security breach by extremists during External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's UK visit. Calls upon London to fully live up to diplomatic obligations. Babbar Khalsa international terrorist with Pakistan's ISI links arrested in a joint operation by Uttar Pradesh and Punjab police. And in Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC took clash with Punjab FC in Hyderabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.